This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, that goes along for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, for our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivered today, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel to the gas station so you can motor your way on to work. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social with the handle, the same for all, at Captain's America. Now, we're on Twitter, also at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, back for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, you got an email there from somebody, right?
That's true, yes.
Go for it.
Yeah, we got an email from Fred, and we're happy to hear from Fred. And Fred writes into the show, Captain, and he says, this is old Fred from Sarasota. What do you think of starting the law and order return by legislating, quote, shoot at a cop, automatic life in prison, kill a cop, automatic gas chamber, he says, needle or electric chair? I say it will reduce police killings and shootings. Love you guys. Real kind words here, Kyle and Captain. And he signs it Fred. So thank you so much, Fred. We appreciate that.
As I explained to you during the break, a lot of that is already in place. Now, whether or not it's enforced to the crossing of the T and dotting of the I is a different question. It's not. So one size doesn't fit all. Maybe it's time to make sure it does. Maybe
well,
it's time
right.
to, mm-hmm, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. I was simply going to say that, it's the idea of minimum sentences, basically. But, of course, in this day and age, Captain, too, there's a lot that goes in, obviously, to a trial in order to get to that verdict, basically. But at the same time, of course, you have some DAs that don't seem to really want to go to the mat, especially for police.
And there's a whole bunch of states that got rid of the death sentence.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to the telephone line because on the line we've got Iron Mike. Hey there, Iron Mike.
Yeah. The German parliament just announced a $100 billion increase in their defense budget. And they're starting to realize that we don't have a president that has their back. And they're going to look after themselves, and it's about time.
Good.
The other thing is, you mentioned the professor's daughter. The professor's a younger man than I thought. Other than that, I'll see you at lunch.
All right. Thanks very much, Iron Fred. All right, there you go. I guess that was a compliment, Kyle.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
I just had a son graduate high school, by the way. So
you're not that young.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it seems relatively clear right now that the court's about ready to strike down New York's concealed carry law, and this is the Supreme Court, and make it harder for cities and states to restrict concealed carry of firearms. Now, there's a UCLA law professor, Adam Winkler, that's out there by you, right?
Right, yeah, UCLA, yeah, up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he says, and I quote, "It remains to be seen exactly how broad the Supreme Court goes, but one thing is clear. As mass shootings become more of a political issue, the court is going to take options away from lawmakers on the basis of the Second Amendment." In other words, leave the Second Amendment alone.
Right, right. Well, you know,
because what Biden said again over the weekend.
What was that?
He said the Second Amendment is subject to change.
Well, sure, yeah. Generally, he'll say things like it's not absolute. Then he said
that over the weekend.
Right, it precisely. But he's saying that from the standpoint that we can make incremental changes all we want, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Here's what he said exactly. Listen to these words very closely, folks. Joe Biden on Memorial Day said, "The Constitution and the Second Amendment were never absolute."
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
The Constitution, folks, and the Second Amendment were never absolute. And then Kamala's calling for an assault weapons ban.
Whatever that is, in that sense. Yeah, I don't think you can buy military weapons like that, which would be considered assault weapons for military use.
But you can't, and people are trying to make this into something that it's not because they don't know what in the hell they're talking about.
And that does seem to always be. They will have a lot of times have terminology and even the what guns they're even talking about, they seem to mix up a lot.
All right, hold that thought, folks. It's Tuesday. And like Iron Mike said, I'll see y'all at the Mission Barbecue in West Waters.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Speak of the devil, there he is, Jeff and Sarah Sawalter. He made that, and of course, Susie, our waitress yesterday, when he did that, she goes, well, what do you sound like on the radio? And he did that thing, and she, I've heard that. So there you go. But anyway, Relief Factor, folks, brings you this part of the program. It is part of my integrated health plan. Every day I take it, taking it for well over 7 years, and I start out my day. Not a day I don't start out with it because of what I have to go through when it comes to the inflammation that I have, the pain and the suffering, which is now both of my legs, not just one, but both, because I guess one wanted to feel sorry for the other one or something. Who knows? But anyway, I'm going to go see the specialist again today and see what's going on. But it helps take care of the inflammation that I have. And because of the ingredients that are in it, all natural, it also helps to lower or eliminate the pain by going right straight to the source. Now, this is because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 in it. These are all ingredients that are actually good for you because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that helps your body combat things like the inflammation and the pain. Now, all naturally. All naturally. Now, don't forget that you can get it for $19.95, the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you go. Order the $19.95 three-week quick start. And I'm telling you, it works for me. It's worked for me for well over 7 years. And I believe it'll work for you, too, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Hey, Kyle, what do we say?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brother. Amen to that one.
That's right.
All right. Now, Zelensky chided the European Union for failing to agree on the Russian oil import ban. And then what happened a matter of an hour or two later?
The EU banned it.
EU banned the oil. So there you go. Now, we'll see how long it takes for them to stop taking delivery. So that'll be the next thing, I suppose, right?
Well, that's right. And also, they evidently also cut out one of the largest Russian banks from the SWIFT system, and so that's also significant. But Zelensky was being very critical, but yeah, they went ahead and banned it. So we'll see if that affects Vladimir Putin and his income.
Now, Ukraine has a whole bunch of grain ready to be shipped, correct?
Right.
And a top U.S. general suggested there could be a military component if NATO helps Ukraine get their grain out onto the sea and off the market.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, obviously, anytime you're going to go down that road, that can really raise the stakes, obviously. But what we keep hearing about the grain issue with Ukraine is that we're looking at possible shortages and so forth. So that in and of itself is pretty ominous.
Well, I don't know whose ship Russia would shoot at first, whether it be one of ours or Great Britain or France, whoever else is there. But that would start World War III.
Well, certainly, because wars like that get started in ways that aren't always big, massive overtures. It's something like that where, okay, now you fired on our vessel, then something else happens. And so this just shows just how volatile this really is.
Yes, very much so. By the way, U.S. savings rates have hit the lowest level since 2008. Economists say that fewer Americans have excess savings that would provide a buffer in their savings accounts, and I can understand that.
Well, certainly. Even with the COVID-19 checks and so forth that went out, I mean, a lot of that was...
They've all been spent.
Well, of course, yeah, because people either...
Nobody saved that money.
No, not at all. And we're on the precipice at this point, because if you're looking at the fuel prices, all the other prices, just to go to the grocery store, it's whatever money people have in the bank, I think, is getting eaten up with all these high prices.
Yes, you are so correct on that one, correctamundo, as I like to say. All right, and, a North Carolina elementary school recently confiscated a set of LGBTQ-themed flashcards that a teacher was using to teach preschoolers about color, about race, about gender, according to the New York Post.
Yeah, parents a lot of times, I think have every right to have some kind of idea of what the curriculum is like and what the teaching tools are and so forth. And a lot of times this is trying to get sort of slipped under the radar, as it were.
Well, this is obvious, and you don't teach this crap to a bunch of preschoolers, I'm sorry.
Well, of course not. And this goes to the very heart of the matter, but unfortunately, Captain, the pushback on this kind of thing from the powers that be is really unprecedented. In other words, they want this stuff in the curriculum, evidently.
Well, the teachers do.
Yeah.
It's part of what the teachers union in certain parts of the country have said, you got to put this in there. We want this there. By the way, missiles yesterday hit an Iraqi base, the al-Assad base outside of Baghdad in the desert there, shared with Americans. The Iraqi Air Force is there along with Americans, causing some minimal damage. There were apparently 11 missiles that were fired at the base.
Yes, exactly. There are things that go on in different parts of the world that, whoever the president is, the administration has to deal with and have some kind of contingencies for.
Yeah, and folks, in case you're just joining us, Joe Biden yesterday, Memorial Day, presented a plan to ban 9 millimeter pistols. Calling them weapons of war and weapons that aren't needed because they leave these big bullet wounds and they'll blow somebody's lungs right out of their body and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, he's got the wrong gun.
Yeah, he's got the run gun by far. You know, when he goes out and speaks evidently extemporaneously on this, he's caused another problem that come, you know, early Tuesday morning after Memorial Day is over for the holiday, the White House is going to have to start walking this back again. Well, what the president meant.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll know today. But, you know, here's what he ought to stick to. Ready?
Yep.
Buy a shotgun.
He was safe with that.
Right. Well, but, you know, they're capitalizing on the tragedy in Texas. And they see this as a grand opportunity to try to talk about what they call reasonable Republicans, you know, that are reasonably going to do this and that for gun control. And so they start that whole sort of terminology up, when in reality what they want to do is they want to continue to erode the Second Amendment. At the same time, Captain, completely glossing over the notion of actually protecting children.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And I just saw something that Eric posted. I didn't even realize it. But he's got a large Rubbermaid storage box, and in it he's got photographs taken while he was in active duty in the military, numerous photographs, certain images of men who are no longer with us, certainly memories to be not forgotten. And, you know, that's great that he's done that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
I would think the families might want to see that. That's just me. What do I know?
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Captain, didn't we, I think we saw just a little while ago, wasn't China now going to be part of the World Health Organization to their executive board?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you are so right. And what a mistake. China's been named to the World Health Organization, despite all the lingering COVID suspicions that are out there. And, Joe, of course, wanted to make the World Health Organization the ones that would be in charge of the pandemic responses in our country. That's all been put way off and needs to be forgotten all about completely, especially now that you have China on that board.
Well, of course. And China's actually doing something else as well, Captain, that they want to affect us here in this country. China is now urging the UN Human Rights Council to look into school shootings in the United States.
Yeah.
So I think we file that under the "we don't care what you think" sort of file, because now they're trying to make this a larger issue in terms of how they can try to influence American policy.
How about looking at the Uyghurs situation there in China? How about
looking at that? No kidding. So they're going to start with these kinds of political attacks, and it's going to intensify because they are not happy with the way things are going.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It is a Tuesday morning, and, of course, I'll be over at the Village Inn today. Have lunch with the captain. Stop by if you can. We have a lot of fun there. A good group that shows up, and I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The first of 21 funerals began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. the services are happening as more questions are emerging about the police response. State Senator Roland Gutierrez is telling NBC News that there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I've not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in the school.
Gutierrez adds that from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Leaders in the European Union have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia. It only covers Russian oil brought by sea. A new package of sanctions will also include an asset freeze as well as a travel ban on individuals. Wall Street was closed on Monday, all due to the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty, thank you very much, and keep that in mind. If you're out there and want to hear us on a certain radio station, just call up the radio station program director and say, hey, there's this program on in the middle of the night. And GCN carries it, and I'd like to hear it on your station and see what happens. By the way, last day, this is the last day for the big special they've been having all month long on the My Slippers. Yep, the last day. Now, they'll have something else on June the 1st, but guess what? For a limited time, one more day, you can save $90. $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this is a blowout sale that you aren't going to see for a while again. You might see the buy one, get one, but that's not going to save you $90. This will. Now, the My Slippers are designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Ask Jeff. He had his on yesterday. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're also made with quality leather suede. And you can get them in either the slide-on or the slipper type, the moccasin type. I've got both, and they're very good, very good. Now, to find out more about this and to order it, go to 800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, this isn't going to last long. One more day, that's it. One more day. Save $90 on the MyPillow slippers. So order with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com and give them a call if you shall at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of policy. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is, yes.
It is where I am, I'll tell you that much. We had the rain earlier, but it's really nice now. All right, according to an FBI agent, the Bureau's active shooter program needs to evolve with the times. They need to change the training that they had and go into something different based on what we're now seeing with what these shooters are doing.
Well, of course. It was, of course, a long period of time, you know, comparatively speaking, before police actually went in force in the Uvalde Elementary School at Robb Elementary School. And so definitely when there's an active shooter, you know, there has to be something that cuts that time significantly, let's say. Now, you know, they need to be safe. They need to be able to know what they're doing. But unfortunately, Captain, the very disturbing stories we're getting of what was happening in that room during that period of time begs the question, could lives have been saved had they gone in earlier?
Now, Russia, of course, has a draft there for their troops, right?
I suppose so, yes.
And Russia's draft age was raised first to 40, right?
Yep.
Now it's been raised to 50.
Yep.
And they are trying very hard to get troops any way that they can. It's certainly not been easy to keep a lot of the troops on the battlefield. And we just found out that a lot of the junior officers were the ones who were getting killed on the battlefield, the junior officers. They did lose some generals, but they're losing a lot of lieutenants out there as well. Now, that being said, here's something else that's interesting. The families of the reluctant Russian troops, that maybe they want to go, maybe they don't want to go, maybe they don't want to be in the military, whatever, if they start to put up a bit of a argument or discussion in any way, the Russian government is holding the families hostage.
This is really something. You know, it goes to show, Captain, just how far, obviously, the Russian government, Vladimir Putin especially, will go. But it also shows the desperation and the fact that they are not able to end this, it would seem. And they're going to start literally throwing in the kitchen sink. When they get to this point, I think it shows a real desperation. We feel for those families. We feel for everybody involved in this because it means that, you know, things could get a lot worse a lot more quickly now.
I am not surprised at all, are you?
No. And actually, you know, for the longest time, you would think that at least the perception of the Russian military would be that it was world class, that it was formidable, that it was capable of holding its own in whatever battle they might have found themselves in. And here we go. This has been on display now in Ukraine to see just how terrible their abilities really are. Now, they've done a lot of devastation. A lot of people have been killed. They were not minimizing that at all. But this is being drawn out, and they're being beaten by the Ukrainian military with aid and so forth, of course, from the West. But this shows that is the Russian military capable of being a world-class military? And that changes the calculus as to what Putin may do next and how Russia acts on the world stage, definitely.
Now, the NRA just had their conference. It just finished over there in Houston, correct?
Right.
And one of the things that they do is they elect their officers, correct?
Right.
And they always re-elect their executive vice president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, their executive vice president for I don't know how many years has been Wayne LaPierre. Well, once again, Wayne LaPierre was re-elected as the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association.
That's right. That's right. I believe there was, I think there was one vote against. I think it was 54-1 or something like that. So, yeah, so he's been reelected.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody even ran against him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is what it is. Now, we're hearing something very disturbing down on the border, and it has to do with ICE. 70 missing children, including sex trafficking victims, were rescued along the Mexican border and on the U.S. side of the Mexican border, both over in Mexico and over in the U.S. 70 missing children.
Yes, this was part of what they called Operation Lost Souls, and they recovered these 70 missing children. They ranged in ages from 10 years old to 17 years old.
Sick.
It truly is. And it points up, again, the overriding importance of having, strong border and the ability to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen.
And again, keep in mind, we actually had the help of the Mexican government on this one.
That's a good thing.
I don't see how we could not have their help.
Right. Right. Now, evidently, they got most of these kids that they found. They found them in West Texas, and some were found, Captain, in Dallas and also in the Fort Worth areas.
Yeah. Now, we know about all the trouble they're having at Disney, right?
Yes.
They got another problem you're not hearing about, but I just heard about it yesterday. Ready?
Yep.
Down the road from the most magical place on Earth, thousands of homeless people are living on the street.
Yes, this is really, yeah, that's really significant.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. On your way to the happiest place on Earth, you see so many people who are in this situation, absolutely.
Got the little tents all propped up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, according to the World Health Organization, monkeypox will not turn into a pandemic, but there's many unknowns yet about it.
Well, precisely in terms of its how it's transmitted to the extent to which there be exposures. Thankfully, I don't think we see it on the horizon as being a, quote, pandemic.
Kyle, can you swim?
Of course, yes.
Well, the nation is facing a lifeguard shortage this summer. As the summer begins, they don't have enough lifeguards.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Baywatch.
That's right. That's right. Well, and of course, they do serve such an important role. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure people will be, to the beaches and so forth this summer, especially as we approach into July for the 4th of July and so forth. It's summertime now.
Yeah, the people will. Will the lifeguards be there?
Right. And will they have to close beaches? I mean, this is going to be, now we're going to have a beach shortage? I hope not. Because you can't go to the beach if they don't have the lifeguards.
Well, you may not be able to get an ice cream at the beach either.
Right.
There's not enough people to serve the ice cream.
This is really, really getting there.
Yeah, Joe Biden is going to be in trouble. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Poor Joe won't be able to get that. All right, we're coming right back with a Trucker Sideway and Bible Report.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is none other than the original Aerosmith and Steve Tyler standing on shaky ground. Kyle, I can play that for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's got a great, great sound to it.
Oh, does it ever. Does it ever. All right, take it away with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, if you're up in the northern part of Nevada tonight, coming up I-80, going out towards Winnemucca, Battle Mountain, Elko, Wells, on over to the border with Utah, you've got some pretty cold temperatures that are going to set in. We understand Monday night was cold. Tuesday night is also expected to be very cold, 20s and 30s. So if you're running in those areas, be sure you got your fuel right, because it is going to be cold there. That is for sure. We've also got some flood warnings, aerial flood advisories up near on I-90 in Montana near Columbus. This is as you're coming east out of Bozeman, and you want to be aware of that. We've also got winter storm warning that heads on down through into Wyoming through Cody and on down towards Lander. Likewise, coming down I-90, you've also got an aerial flood advisory as you start towards the border between Montana and Wyoming near Sheridan as well, coming down I-90, with also a winter storm warning keeping to the east of I-90, running down about parallel with the Midwest, not quite to Casper, Wyoming. You've got a freeze warning near Craig, Colorado. This is in northern Colorado. You've also got a freeze warning on I-70 near Glenwood Springs. Freeze warning now down near Durango in Colorado as well. Also, just briefly, we've got some active rain, of course, central Wyoming. We've also got that rain we're telling you about up on I-90 in Montana between Bozeman and Billings. Also, south of Boise near Twin Falls. Also near Idaho Falls tonight. Be careful out there.
Okay, we'll start with North Dakota, because North Dakota, the entire state, has had a lot of rain. There's a lot of small stream flooding in North Dakota tonight, especially along I-29, north-south from the Canadian border all the way down to South Dakota. In the northwestern corner of South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, you've got some flooding there for about 100 miles inland. And then you do have some active flooding going on to the west of the Twin Cities right now, inside Minnesota. You also have over to the east in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now some severe thunderstorms going on. There will be some flooding up there because all that water table up there is very low. In Iowa, the central part of Iowa, I-35, coming up towards Des Moines from the Missouri line, you've got thunderstorms in there. You've got rain, and you've got a soaking rain going on right now in Kansas over towards Kansas City and to the west as well. There is some fog tonight on I-70 up west of Columbus right now on the Indiana border right there. And we have got a, let's see here, we've got a freeze warning tonight up in Upper Maine. Up there, Presque Isle and Caribou, Maine, a freeze warning up there. So they're trying to outdo the folks out in the west, I guess. And then we've got a little bit of rough water starting from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod. And then we pick it up again down there around South Jersey. And there's some fog bouncing around along the coastline down there on down to Cape Hatteras. So that's what's going on there. One other little short observation from Houston on down to Corpus Christi. You have got some off-water waves pushing the water onto land there. There apparently is a breeze down there blowing it over pretty good. We did have some pretty good thunderstorms that came popping through the area last night here that went west out into the Gulf, and I guess they're pushing over that way right now. I guess that's what they're doing. But anyway, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight about all things, I don't know, rain? No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Captain. Yeah.
All right, you take care, Kyle.
You too.
Thanks. All right, thank you very much. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go over to the phone line, and I do believe we've got Denise Simon on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear what Joe Biden said on, let's see, Friday at the Naval Academy?
Yeah, I did.
I was all over that yesterday, and not one news agency reported it. Not one.
Fox did.
Fox did, and then they dropped it. I didn't.
Well,
we didn't either. We kept going here. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it is. What are they afraid? Why are they afraid to tell the truth about this guy who can't seem to tell the truth about anything?
Well, you know that when he said he applied to the Naval Academy.
He didn't say applied. He said it was appointed. I got the word. Matter of fact, I got the audio here.
All right, but anyway, what I'm trying to say here is, you know that was not in the teleprompter.
Yes.
So, you know, the guy strays off. Even when he is told to stick with the teleprompter, he can't do it. And when he doesn't stick to it, everything then that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
So somebody's going to have to do something because this is ridiculous. I mean, you talk about embarrassing. This is beyond embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's bad. It's just bad.
And I know there's some people that are trying to figure out how to make this happen sooner rather than later. Let's see, where is this? Oh, here it is. Okay, have I got enough time to do this? I might. Let me see if I can get this out there real quick. Because this is the way he said it was very, very fast. But the words were so obvious. I mean, my God, what a piece of work. What a piece of work. And I heard it, and I played it every hour all night long. And then a couple of guys during the day played it on the network. But it was just unbelievable. Let's see, because today you stand ready.
Ready to assume the title you've been working toward for so long. Ensign, United States Navy. Second Lieutenant, United States Marine Corps. Members of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, and that's no exaggeration. You have earned it. Congratulations. I mean it. You really are. I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 38 times. My son spent a year
not
in
true.
Iraq, won the Bronze Guard, Conspicuous Service Medal. I lost him, but at any rate, I've seen you in action. This is the finest military, not a joke. We have the finest military in the history of the world. And thank you, Admiral Buck, for the work you and your team have done to put these young men and women in shape.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because we didn't catch all of that, but we did catch the part where he's been to Iraq 38 times, and then he inferred that his son had been killed in action in Iraq, the way he said it. Unbelievable. And we're talking about Bo. All right, I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon 2. Top of the hour coming up here. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to... You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.